This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to After the Final Rose, a siblings podcast with Alana and Dante. We are here to cover everything from the finale of The Bachelor and the drama-filled night. It was honestly like no other, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've never seen a finale like this.
And they touched on how, like, nobody was going to see it coming. And I think with all my predictions, I just didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I thought that meant, I just assumed that it was going to be a proposal, but Chris didn't know what he was saying was he didn't know the response, or the ending was because he didn't know if Madison would say yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Well, so after Monday night's episode, I know a lot of people were like, will Peter propose and then he breaks it off because Madison, like, comes back? And in my head, I was thinking there's no way, because you would think Hannah would be the next Bachelorette because of just that. That's sort of like Becca.
Absolutely. I thought the same thing.
She became the Bachelorette, and I was like, there's no way. And then it happened.
I also don't think that anyone saw the whole proposal happening when, like, I feel like, at least I thought, and I know I've talked to a lot of people, when Chris Harrison gives the news, we all thought that was when he was finding out Madison wanted to come back. Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be post-proposal.
Yeah, and that, well, it was pre-proposal. It was... Oh, you're talking about with Madison coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chris Harrison was like, we don't know if Hannah Ann will be coming. I didn't see that coming all season. I thought that...
Oh, me either.
Maybe Madison laughed or... Like, I don't know, but I definitely did not see that coming at all.
Yeah, I think everything that we thought, because the show is usually so predictable, just went a completely... different direction.
Yeah, and I think they overhyped it a lot, but like at the same time, like, just not what I expected. But Peter does get down on one knee and proposes to Hannah Ann. What did you think about Hannah Ann brought it up later, but Peter, right before proposing, Peter was like, yeah, Madison left 2 days ago, and put Hannah Ann sort of on the spot instead of telling her prior.
It was so wrong of him. I think that I don't think he should have proposed. I think he could have easily pulled, like, he could have done it during the final rose or whatever and just explained to her what happened. I was torn between the two. I feel like this is fate. I feel like there's a reason why she left. I want to be with you. However, I don't feel that it is right for me to propose to you without, you know, explaining to you what happened, and then see if she still wants an engagement. And if she says no, I think we should just date, then go from there. And if she says yes, then at least she put it all on the line ahead of time. That was the worst. She kept talking about how he took her first proposal from her. That was the worst first proposal. Like, Madison left. Like, he didn't say if she left on her own terms. He didn't say if he sent her. Like, so obviously she's probably thinking, oh, he sent her home because he knew it was me and didn't even go through this whole ending with her.
Mm-hmm. But little did she know that Madison left on her own. And that's got to suck, because when you look back at it, I mean, obviously we find out later that they are not together, but, like, it was clearly Madison. And if they were
this whole
to be
season
still together, then that'd be sickening for Hannah if I was in her position, where he did say, like, in the episode before, that he knew it was that it was Madison, and then ended up proposing to Hannah Ann.
Yeah, I guess I was just really torn at the fact that, like, he confessed how he felt about Madison to the, like, off screen, or not off screen, away from Hannah, and, you know, we got to see how he felt, and then it just was like he totally took it all back and then went to Hannah and was like, you're the girl of my dreams. You're the one I want. You're the one I love. And it was like, well, what about all the stuff you just said about Madison?
Yeah. And so after they got engaged, they don't, the production didn't show any clips. Usually after engagement, we see clips of them, like, at, like, a secret hideout spot for, like, a week or whatever. But we didn't get that with Hannah Ann and Peter. And then when Peter and Hannah Ann met up a month later to talk, they were like, we haven't seen each other since then.
Yeah, that seemed really weird.
So I'm wondering if what was going on during that time that production didn't set up secret, like, meetups. I guess they're across the country. I feel like maybe it'd become obvious that flying Hannah Ann to California or flying Peter to Tennessee, that it'd become obvious. But, like, they didn't give them any opportunity to, like, meet. No wonder, like, everything crumbled.
Yeah, I'm curious if it was more of, like, a Peter was still actually torn and he just, like, didn't know it. Like, he didn't want to be around her because he didn't know if that was how he saw it. Ending, but yeah, that just seemed odd that, like, they stopped right after the proposal and then what, they just didn't spend any time together. That doesn't seem right. I feel like Bachelor would go out of their way to put them in the same room. I also have a feeling, I don't think that Hannah found out from Peter. I feel like the producers or someone on that show had to have told her when the show wrapped and when they were done with the proposal what happened, because I don't know. It just, the whole thing seemed off. Even when they met up, like, we see him and her get together. And I don't know, just the way that they were talking to each other, it was like, it was planned out almost. It just didn't seem like it was a surprise or, you know, oh, we really thought that we were going to, like, get together and it was going to move on from here and we were going to be happy. Like, they seemed like it was already planned out that they were going to end things.
Well, I wonder if, like, prior to that, they were like, we need to talk and we need to figure and settle things out or something like that. But, who I was with, we were all confused. Like, they didn't give you any background on the whole thing. They were just like, Hannah Ann just kept saying how he betrayed her, but nobody watching knew, like, why.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How he betrayed her. And we were just confused. And you didn't really get it until, I think, Peter and Hannah Ann's conversation sitting with Chris Harrison, and Hannah Ann said how Peter had reached out to Hannah Brown and that he was still having feelings over Madison.
Yeah, that was really weird. They didn't, like, address that at all, and he didn't address it. It was just, like, she threw the name out there, and then they moved on.
Yeah, and it was just, we didn't get enough context behind a lot of the situations in this episode, like that Hannah Brown and with the breakup. It just kind of, like, happened.
Right.
But
yeah,
go on.
Oh, no, I think that a lot of stuff in this finale episode was maybe not fully planned out, but it was, information was given to them to pull this whole scene out. And, like, same with, I've been reading a lot of different things about even the Madison and Peter situation. Like, people are saying that they're not really together, that seemed kind of fake. Like, that whole thing seemed weird, too, that so they finally meet up with each other, and then they haven't seen each other since then either. Like, and that Peter was weird, too. Yeah.
Peter said it had been 3 months since they'd seen each other in Australia.
Like, that's what I don't get. Like, why? When Cassie and Colton ended and they didn't get proposed and they met back up together, like, they spent so much time together. So it just seems like, I don't know if it's fake or if Peter's kind of over both women and just, like, wanted, for producing purposes, to just make it look like they didn't want him to be end off as this bad guy since he was proposed that way the whole season. But I feel like if you actually are, you know, you chose a girl over another girl, wouldn't you be like they weren't even holding hands on stage. Like, they sat near each other, and I saw he rubbed her back, like, when Barb was, like, calling her out and stuff. But, like, they weren't even affectionate towards each other. Like, there was no love being shown there, and it just seemed weird.
Yeah. I think it also could have to do with the fact that, like, they technically aren't in a relationship. They say they love each other, but technically they're not in a relationship, or at least at that point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was just an uncomfortable situation. A lot of people are saying this was probably the worst Bachelor finale ever. By, like, standards of how it's supposed to go, probably, yeah, one of the worst finales ever. But in terms of content and, like, surprises and just drama, it was a great finale.
Yeah, I will say I thought the Monday's night was awful. I seriously, Dante, did not want to watch the finale because I thought that was one of the worst part one finale episodes. I did not want to do a podcast. Like, I was just like, this is awful. But then I agree with you. The second part was better. But it still just confused me. Like, at least, like, they don't have, no one has to be engaged. No one has to follow the standards in that sense. We've seen that already happen. But at least, like, I just feel like no one was upfront and honest. And except for Hannah Ann, like, finally, you know, we saw this character that was portrayed all season as very scripted, very fake. Mm-hmm. You know, she was there to become famous. And then it was like this light bulb went off and she just became this woman that everyone could relate to and everyone was so proud of. And it kind of sucks because Hannah Anna's 23 and I think they, you know, it would have been hard to take her seriously. But after that, I would rather watch her.
She should have been The Bachelor.
100%. Or
Bachelorette, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, and I would rather watch her than Claire.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, I was so confused on why they chose Claire. And then seeing how Peter's season end, I think I understand it. I think they want to go back to that sort of status quo of how The Bachelor series should go and not a shit show like Peter's and sort of the end of Hannah Brown's. And
right.
I've been saying it all season that I'm going to be disappointed if this season doesn't end in a proposal because of we haven't seen a proposal since Becca Kufrin.
Right.
A real one.
No.
Hannah, yes. Because Hannah Brown didn't actually end in a proposal because her and Jed broke it off.
Yep.
And then Colton never got engaged. He's still with Cassie, so that's great. But Peter, that relationship didn't last quick. So
yeah,
at the end of the series, there hasn't been an engagement since Becca. And I think they just wanted to get the franchise back on track. And I think that's a good thing because, I mean, I don't know if people are getting annoyed, but, like, they're losing track of what the show actually is.
Yeah. No, they definitely are. And I think it would have been hard to watch Hannah Brown Hannah Ann.
There's so many Hannahs.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like it's how everyone felt after Ari broke up with Becca. Like, everyone was just like, I want to see Becca fall in love. And I liked Becca, but I wasn't like shipping her to be the Bachelorette. But my God, after that, and same. Like, after watching this episode, I was just like, Hannah, like, just everything. She called him out. She was so real, so relatable. Like, I don't know. I'm really disappointed with Bachelor and not holding off and making her the next Bachelorette.
Well, I'm sure 100% she'll be in Paradise, and I'm sure she'll be the star of the show.
And yeah, her and Tyler C.
Yeah. Bringing up Tyler C real quick, I don't know if you saw, but Hannah Brown and Tyler B., Tyler C have been spotted in Florida together multiple times this week.
Yeah, I read that she went to support him with his mom's funeral.
That's what I figured.
That's how I knew that the finale wasn't going to end. Like, some people were still wondering if he'd go back to the other Hannah, but I knew that wasn't going to happen because of that, because she's been seen. Yeah. They've been seen together.
Well, I'm very curious if they do end up together. If both Peter and Hannah and Tyler and Hannah.
But I think Hannah would go for Tyler before she went back to Peter.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they would put Hannah in Paradise? I think they would.
I think they would want to, but I don't know if they will. I don't know if she will, because she chose not to be Bachelorette because they weren't offering her enough money. And Dancing with the Stars will
probably be over by then. That's the big
Yeah, thing. It's just a tour right now.
Yeah.
That she's on.
But the thing is how do you put someone into paradise when, like, that cycle of guys will probably, like, her cycle of guys will probably be there. Like, I'm sure you'll see, like, Mike. True. You'll see Mike again. You'll see Tyler. You'll see guys like that. I mean, it would stir up drama 100%. And I think that's what...
Yeah, I don't think... I feel like they would wait a long time before, like, a couple seasons before they would bring her back.
I know they talked about last season. I'm pretty sure it was confirmed until, I think she backed out, but Andy was supposed to be in it last summer. She was supposed to come back to Paradise.
Oh, wow. But,
yeah, so back to the finale. This woman took the social media by storm, and everybody is looking at her different now compared to what we saw last season as well as the beginning of the season. But that's Peter's mom. She gave Madison attitude. She gave looks all night, and social media went up in smoke.
Yeah, whoever put a camera on her and thought, let's make a barb cam, was genius.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, what... the way that she treated Madison, and I think even her own son, was mm-hmm. so disrespectful. I heard that Peter and her barely even have a good relationship right now because, you know, she, if you, I mean, he'll see it watching back, but he probably mm-hmm. didn't see it being there. But she was cheering on Hannah. She was mm-hmm. clapping for everything Hannah did. And it was like, this girl is putting your son in his place. And yes, your son messed up, but that's still your son. Like, you still have his back, and you still are there for him. And the fact that she just, like, I don't know, she was very, I thought she disrespected Madison 100%.
I wonder if, like, if she had her phone, if anybody texted her to tell her that she was on camera the whole entire time, or if she knew it all.
Because, well, a lot of times, those tapings, I've been to tapings like that, they don't let you bring your phone in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very curious to see her reaction when she found out that there was a camera on her the whole entire time.
Right.
But, she went in to Madison, and it's very clear she's not a big fan of Madison. And she brought up that apparently Madison made them wait 3 hours when they were in Australia to meet them. That conversation that was about 5 minutes long, how did that last 3 hours, her and Peter's conversation? I mean, I guess if they do side interviews, but 3 hours?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I also read something today. I can't remember if it was from Chris Harrison. I think Chris Harrison did an interview, and he was like, she shouldn't only be blaming Madison because... no, maybe it was Peter that said it, but, Peter, they were like, Peter also was the one who was making her wait too. It wasn't just Madison, but she mm-hmm. went off on Madison about it. And it was like, I don't know. I get it. I don't know. I literally am speechless when it comes to this. I don't know how to even react without saying the wrong thing, but mm-hmm. it just... That is not the time or the place to call her out on that. Like, she was looking for reasons for the audience to be like, oh, Madison's such a bitch, but it just backfired.
Yeah, and now everybody's looking at her different. And, like, she was loved. Everybody loved Barb. And then now everybody can't stand her. And she's been trending for, like, the last, like, 2 days. And I would have loved to hear the conversation between Peter and his mom after. If they even talked. Oh, yeah,
me too.
But, so, yeah, we talked about it a little before, but Madison was on, like, she was sitting next to Peter and everything, and they said they would give it a try, and because they do both apparently love each other, and they're going to give the relationship a try. But the day after, apparently Madison unfollowed Peter on Instagram, as well as Madison's dad. So I'm wondering if that conversation with Madison and Peter's mom during the show ended it all.
It probably scared her away.
Oh, I bet. Well, the thing is how can you recover from that and, like, come back and be, and, like, date Peter?
Yeah, you would have to be willing to just not have any relationship with his parents, and it's gonna tear them apart. But some people, with how faithful she, like, how faithful she is with her religion, she may have just been like, this is not what I want to do or be a part of, is, you know, I want a relationship with my future husband's family, and if they're not going to give that to me, like, it's not worth trying.
Yeah, and I want to know. Like, I wish there was, like, somebody keeping tabs on, like, this whole situation with Peter and Madison, because, like, their relationship has been in, like, the media since the season started, and I think now everybody wants to know, like, what are they still together? Like, what's happening and what's next?
Right, like, it's radio silent now.
Yeah. And
I also saw, I was reading, if you caught, Chris Harrison finally asked Peter's dad what his opinion on it, because he wasn't saying anything. And you catch Barb mumbling something in Spanish, and a lot of people had it translated, and they said that she told him, in quote, say something bad to help me. So then, of course, it makes you think, like, she had one modem or one goal when she got to that show, and it was to take Madison down. And honestly, after watching the finale part one and part two, I am just like, it all makes sense now. This entire season makes sense now. Peter has grown up with a mother that acts like this for all these type of situations. No wonder he couldn't let go of the drama and couldn't let the girls who were 100%. Emotionally unstable go, because that's all he's seen his whole life. That's all he knows.
Yeah, I would love to actually hear his dad's actual reaction, because, like, you usually in all families, like, there's, like, like, one of your parents will support it, and then one will disagree. And I'm very curious to know if, like, the dad was thinking, like, wherever Peter's heart lies, then that's where we support, and not going at Madison and, like, disrespecting her.
Yeah. I think that he was pretty quiet through a lot of this show, both episodes. So I think that he's just following along with what she said. But at the same time, even the brother, they're saying that, like, I haven't read into it, but I heard that he was, like, going off on Madison in comments on social media. Like, they all don't like her. And it just kills me, because she was the most loved character on the show. And it's just, like, if you watched like everyone else, you saw how real Madison was. So how can you, in the end, off of one meeting, just not like her? Yeah. You don't know her.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. I just, this season has been so long, and for it to end like this, and all this just drama, it's just felt like a waste of a season in a way. Another waste of a season. And there's been a lot of stuff coming out recently, or like in the last 2 days, about like possible things that Peter has done. Like people are thinking that maybe it was true. Peter got with one of the producers. There's video evidence of Peter with Kelly in February.
I heard at the Super Bowl, I think.
It was something like that, but it was like around that time. And maybe this is like the betrayal that Madison keeps, or Hannah keeps talking about. And it just seems like Peter's just getting around and around and just trying to, I mean, we saw it with Victoria F, him keeping her around. And it just seems like Peter's mind is just focused on so many other things than getting engaged. And it really does seem like he just did this show all for the fame and the money.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of this show was an act for him. Because if he's still in this position where he's, you know, not even trying to make things work with either girls, and he's just possibly with the producer and possibly with Kelly, like, you don't want to be engaged then. And we all said it. I said it one episode. I think it was the one your friends were on. I was like, dude, they're like, he's not, if he was seriously here to get married, he wouldn't have been intimate with the other girls and chose Madison, but he didn't care about that.
Yeah, Peter could have had Madison locked down, and he could be engaged right now and happy, and he chose to go into the fantasy suites with the other girls, and like it was clear that it was Madison all season, and I think Peter knew that. He just wanted to have fun, and it ruined everything. Yeah. Now everybody looks at him different, and I can't imagine what the family tension's like right now, and he just screwed himself over in so many different ways.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I think that's most of the episode. They did bring out Claire at the end of the episode. I was very curious to see if they brought out guys, because usually they do that at the Bachelor finale, but I just don't think there was any time.
I'll be honest, I stopped watching when she came on because I really just am not interested, and that was just a lot of drama to take in. So I didn't really pay attention, but I do want to pick your brain and hear your reaction, because they released all the guys for this season, and I want to know your thoughts on the 30 men that are going to be fighting for Claire's love. Also, actually, one little mention, so everyone knows, they are saying right now that this season will probably be filmed in the U.S. only because of all the coronavirus outbreak. And now that it's gotten worse with, like, you know, sports suspending games and stuff like that, I doubt they're going to let them all travel.
Well, what are they going to do?
Which sucks. They're going to do like what they did with Cleveland. I think they're just going to have to go to a lot of cool cities. Nashville will probably be one. Maybe New York City.
Maybe they'll probably go. Like,
yeah, they'll probably do one in like in the mountains skiing. They'll try to make it work, but that sucks for all those guys that are on that episode, because they take these people to some sick islands.
Yeah, but I they're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
Not going to these other countries. I'm sure that would be great for them, but that does suck that they're going to be stuck in the United States, and it limits them on a lot of things, and I'm just very curious to see where they go, what they do, because travel is restricted, and it's not like you probably can't take them into, like, the sports complexes like they did in Cleveland as they went to the Brown Stadium, or with Hannah B, they went to the Celtics Arena.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
So I'm just curious, what are you going to have them, like, what are you going to be doing for the dates?
Right. But
back to Claire's guys.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts on the boys.
Well, there are a couple young guys, and for Claire, who's turning 39 in, I believe, a week, there's like three 25-year-olds, I believe.
I was shocked by that.
There's a lot. There's a few young guys, and then there's also a 42-year-old who looks like he's way past his prime. And
yeah, I was surprised they only had one guy closer to 40.
I agree. I think there's a 36-year-old as well, around that age. But other than that, it's a lot of 33s, 30s, 28s, 29. They just didn't give her a lot of guys in her age range.
But I'm thinking she knew that going into it, that she was not, this is not the show that a lot of older men apply for. So she may not, I mean, and also the casting is probably having Bachelor probably had a really hard time casting for this, because they're so used to getting all these younger guys that they probably didn't have a lot of older guys to pick from.
Yeah. They should have just taken people from the elders, 65 and up, the applications they're getting for that, because that seems...
I honestly wouldn't even mind if they went back to, like, some older seasons where these guys are, you know, older now and probably around the same age as Claire, and pull from them. Like, if they're guys from, I don't know, like, Caitlyn's season or Andy's, I wouldn't. Right. Like, I wouldn't feel like, oh, I've already seen them, because it's been a good chunk of time that I've honestly probably forgotten most of them. And they don't even have to be guys that, like, made it really far, but you probably have more guys to choose from. It just kills me that they have a decent amount of guys that are only like 2 years older than me.
Yeah. There's,
which I'm also sure. makes me think that these guys that are 25, like, are they actually interested in being with someone who is 39, mm-hmm. or are they just doing it because they're like, I want to be on the show, I want to be famous, 100%. I want to go to Bachelor in Paradise, so let's make it and fake it, and I'll get on the show.
I'm sure, because when you think about it, that would be 14-year difference. Like, when you really think about it, like, say you were to have kids 25 and 39, that when your kid turns like 15, you're what, 43, let's say, and then Claire would be what, 60 something. It's just mm-hmm. it's such a weird thing to think about, and I wonder if she will end up with somebody younger or more closer to her age.
Well, the thing is, it's not that it's pretty common for an age difference like that, but usually when it's like that, they started at a younger age, and then, you know, they've been dating or married for all these years, and it's just like as they got older, you notice the big difference. Like, you know, 39 and 25. But when you're on a show like this, it's going to be thrown in everyone's face, her age, and then it's just going to make us uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's also like a reality show, so this is like all different territory. But I just feel like they should have put more guys in the 35 to 40 age range, because there really is one or two.
Yeah, and I think I'll be 25 this year, so I would consider myself 25. Mm-hmm. My mentality on life and the way that I act, the way that I go about my everyday, is so different than someone who is 39. Mm-hmm. I'm still at the age where, you know, I want to party. I want to go out. I want to, you know, spend a whole Sunday day drinking. Like, I'm not thinking, you know, like, yes, there are people out there who are thinking about having kids and thinking about getting married this young. I'm not saying people don't, but you are having a completely different mentality than someone who is 39, and it is going to be difficult, and they are going to clash.
Yeah, I agree. I just still am surprised by this choice of Claire because of how old she is, and it's just, I don't feel like they set her up well to succeed. I mean, I hope she does.
Not at all.
I just feel like how they casted did not put her in the position to find love and sustain it.
I honestly would be more intrigued to watch if it was a bunch of 30-year-old men and 40-year-old men. Mm-hmm. But because it's still such a young age, I really don't want to watch. It just seems like a joke to me.
Yeah. I agree. It's going to be interesting to watch because of there's going to be 25-year-olds clashing with a 42-year-old. Yeah. And, like, that age difference is crazy. And I'm very curious also to see, I didn't read many of the descriptions, but how many of the older guys have kids. Because that 42-year-old's been around the block. And
I don't know if they've – did they give descriptions? The website that I read it on, I only saw age and where they're from.
Some of them I did, because I know two of them are Tyler C's friends, both who played college football.
Okay. And
so I've seen descriptions on some of them, but I don't know. But also, going to that, Tyler C's friend Matt will be on this season. I'm sure Tyler hooked that up, or producers went straight to Matt. But Matt's kind of famous in his own way.
Well, it's actually funny, because I can't remember if – I think it was – when Peter was just announced as Bachelor, there were talks, like jokes, not serious, but people were talking about, oh, Tyler C's friend Matt should be the next Bachelor. Like, when they couldn't figure out who the Bachelor was. And I was like, that would be so weird if they brought him on this show. And then they did, which is just interesting. I wonder if he actually wanted to go on it, or if it's like a, they know that people, they need to bring in a factor that is going to pull people into the show, and people already know who he is, so it may encourage more, you know, of my generation and the younger generation to watch, who are Tyler C fans and pay attention to what Tyler and him do.
I'm very curious to see if this was just a stunt for Matt and Tyler C to be in Paradise together.
I did read that too.
I guarantee Well, not guarantee. I bet more people who are just learning about or getting in to the show now know more about Matt than they do Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's concerning. It's only the older people who have been watching for a while now know about Claire. And a lot of people who follow Tyler on Instagram, they're always getting Matt as well. And so I feel like more people who are just tuning in know him more than The Bachelorette.
You know what I just thought of, which it'll, if both of them go to Bachelor in Paradise, that may be the only connection that will be there because Stagecoach is getting postponed till October now.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be no Stagecoach before Bachelor in Paradise.
And that brought up a lot of drama last season.
And it brought a lot of these people together to meet. So I'll be curious if anything else will bring all these people together before Bachelor in Paradise. But I did want to say before we wrap up that I looked at all those guys, and I'm not trying to be judgmental or upset anyone, but not one single guy caught my eye. Not one of them was I like, oh, he's really handsome, or oh, I really think he'll look well with Claire. They all were just like average Joes.
Yeah.
Like I was just not impressed.
Every season I feel the same thing. And then once they get in front of the camera and you actually see them, it's a lot different. Like last season with Peter and Hannah, when looking
see,
at the
I photo, thought Peter's girls were, I thought he had beautiful girls looking at the photos.
Yeah. Just sometimes it's different when you see the photo compared to what you're going to see on camera. Also, there's a lot of time between those photos taken and shooting, because I know they do the interviews in like what, November, December?
Yeah.
And then start shooting in March. I mean,
they just started, they should be starting taping this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's not much of a difference, but a few months can do something to hairs and facial hair and stuff like that. But
that's true.
Also, I wanted to bring up before we wrap up that I believe they're moving towards canceling Summer Games. I'm not sure if they announced it officially, but because of usually with when they did the Winter Games, they brought in Bachelor contestants from different countries who
were
on the other franchises in Japan. I believe Australia does one, Germany,
Canada.
Yeah, but they're not going to be doing that, it looks like, because of the coronavirus, and that it's that foreign people coming from other countries, and they just don't want to risk
anything.
Honestly,
I'm okay with it. There's so many spinoffs right now. We don't need another one.
I just thought it'd be interesting because, like, I mean, the more Bachelor, hey, the better, but how the couples, like, would link up. And, I mean, you saw, well, I guess, honestly, nobody ended up lasting from Winter Games. But yeah. So I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think we finally have gotten to the finale and wrapped it up, and I still am disappointed.
Are you going to be watching Listen to Your Heart?
Honestly, I haven't decided yet. I always say I won't watch these, and then I end up watching it just because why not? So We will see on that. And if we both watch, maybe we'll recap some of it.
Yeah, I think I'll watch it, but not like as religiously as I do The Bachelor. If I miss
an
episode, I won't go back and watch it, or I won't watch it the next morning. I'll just say, hey, whatever. Because, I mean, we don't know any of these people. So it's not like we have Peter to watch. It's like completely new faces that nobody has a clue who is coming on, and I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure, but we'll have the
Bachelor. Honestly, I'm with the coronavirus outbreak right now and me working in the event industry, I may not have a job in the next 2 weeks, so I may rely on the Bachelor podcast to get me through my days of unemployment.
Well, there's going to be nothing to do. There's no sports to watch. So, I mean, if that's on, then hey, it's the only thing to watch. Might have to.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Exactly. Dante, this has been real fun podcasting with
you. Of course. We'll start it probably back up in May when The Bachelorette comes around, if schedules line up. But I'll be out of college, and depending on your work schedule, we'll have to get podcasts in for that as well.
Yeah, definitely. I am, as right now, I probably don't see myself being super into Claire, but I know that'll end up changing because I said the same thing about Hannah Brown and then I got super invested. Mm-hmm. So I will definitely plan on being back come May to recap all Bachelorette. And maybe we'll throw some episodes throughout the next coming months of just some entertainment, maybe fill you in on some music, whatever we feel like talking about.
Of course. And if other drama comes out in Bachelor Nation, maybe Peter ends up dating Hannah Brown. Maybe he's still with Madison. Who knows? But if it comes out, maybe we'll cover it. But thank you for tuning in all Bachelor season with Peter. So I'm very happy that this is finally done with Peter.
Me too.
So that we can move on and stop looking at his scar every day.
Which might I add,
is actually cleared up pretty well, which I'm surprised.
Yeah, why couldn't they do that during the season?
I don't know.
Have the money.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it was sort of still bad during Women Tell All. Like, it was very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it started to fade away, or if that was makeup.
Makeup, and he probably had some plastic surgery done.
Maybe. But if you don't already, make sure you follow us on Instagram at @ATFR_podcast, as well as listening to us and subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as other podcast streaming platforms. ¶¶